to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Happy holidays. This is airing a little bit after Christmas, after Hanukkah, whatever you just celebrated. Happy holidays to you. I'm going to say, should I say Happy New Year's? Yeah, this is like one of the biggest fucking Happy New Year's ever, right? Aren't we all going to be so happy to say, fuck off 2020. See you later. I mean, the only saving grace about 2020 is we all went through this piece of shit year together, and it sucked for everybody, right? I mean, listen, I think some people got some stuff accomplished, right? Some good came out of it, yeah, but we will all be happy when we could say bye-bye 2020. So if you're listening to this around that time, happy new fucking year. Fuck you, 2020. Anyway, if you are on Instagram or Twitter, follow my show at Strict Anonymous. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, wherever you're listening to it, please subscribe. If you can write a great review, write a review. Thank you to everybody who have wrote reviews for me. Somebody used the word bullshit for me in a review recently, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, I am totally bullshit. That was a good word to use. I've never heard that word before. I don't think it's like, I think it's from another country, maybe in the UK. It's not an American word, but I like it, and I am bullshit. But, and thank you for your review. Thank you for everyone that writes reviews or just gives me 5 stars. So if you could write a review, write a review. If you want to be on the show, I say it's a call and advice show, but it's really a place where people call in to talk about their naughty secret lives while remaining totally anonymous. If you want to be on the show, send me an email by going to strictlyanonymouspodcast.com and click on be on the show. What else? If you want to join my Patreon, I have a Patreon page. That's something that good that came out of this quarantine year. I was able to have the time to set that up. I have a couple bunch of different tiers. The lowest one is $3. If you just want to support my show, that'd be fucking awesome. I put a lot of work into my show. I've been doing it for 6 years. I love doing it. But if you could support me by giving me $3 a month, that would be super helpful. And I would love it. You could do that at patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. You get these episodes early. You get monthly Q&As that have a lot of interesting scoopage about me. If you want to know more about me, also about the show. There's other tiers in between, like a pantyhose tier, a regular tier, where you get extra episodes, extra content. And then there's also a tier if you want to talk to me on the down low privately without me airing it. I do those calls as well. That's a $60 tier. So if you want to talk to me privately, but I don't, like I said, I don't air it, sign up for that tier on my Patreon. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Today I have on Stephanie. Stephanie called in before. Remember Stephanie? She had really bad sound. She wanted and needed more sex from her husband, and she wasn't getting it. We kind of tried to figure out why he wasn't fucking her or not interested in her sex, because she's like really kinky and into a lot of things, but he's just not interested. So she called back again because she had like a major update. So we talk about that major update, what she did to her boyfriend, husband. I always think it's her husband, but I think it's her boyfriend. But she's been with him for a long fucking time. He won't bang her, and she's sick of it. After she dumped him, that's the update. I'll just tell you. You'll hear about it, though. She is still living with him, though, but she's put herself on X videos. Now, you'll hear me, like, wondering, like, what the fuck is X videos? Like, duh, it's that porn site. But apparently, that porn site is, like, has, like, a separate section where you could post videos of yourself and meet people and get fans and all that kind of stuff. And that's what she's doing while she's still living with him, but she broke up with him and she's on there and she's meeting a lot of guys, and a lot of guys are like offering her shit. And so we talk about what they're offering her, what she's doing on there. She's posting videos of herself We talk about what she's doing in those videos. She also has a fantasy diary, and she's also discussing her fantasies with guys that she's meeting on there. And, you know, I don't know if you listen to her last episode, you know, one of her biggest fantasies is to take part in a gangbang. So we go much more detailed into that fantasy, her gangbang fantasy. She's got a BDSM fantasy. She has fantasies of being fired and fucking her boss to get her job back. She's talking about that. So we also talk, we talk again about her husband and why he won't have sex with her. She has a new version of why she thinks he won't have sex. I think her episode, and I say this in the episode, is like a warning to guys about what will happen if you don't, you know, listen to your girl, right? Your girl's complaining. She wants more of something for you, right? From you, whether it's sex or something else, compliments, you know, I don't know. With for Stephanie, it's that she needs more intimacy and he won't give it to her no matter how many times she's said it, no matter how many times she's tried to do things to get him in the mood. He's just not interested. And so now look what she's doing. She's talking about gangbangs with other guys, you know, and when COVID passes, she might be in a gangbang with other guys. So heed that warning. I say this is a warning. Don't fucking trash her in the comments on YouTube. Thank her for the warning about what happens after if you just don't listen to your partner. And this is a warning to women too. It's the same shit of what goes down. But anyway, that's all the stuff that we discuss, and a lot of other things too. I can't remember every single thing, but it's a much better episode than the last time because you could fucking hear her the whole time. I'm cursing a lot in this episode. I'm really sorry. I hope you had a great holiday. I hope you enjoyed this episode. See you next fucking year.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome back to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. This time, hopefully better, or I think definitely better connection-wise, right? We have the better connection.
Yes, definitely a better connection.
Yeah, so you called in first, right? With, and I don't know whether I'm going to air this on my Patreon only or, you know, to my regular audience, but, you know, when you first called in, we did a whole episode. I got, like, I would say on that episode, what was difficult about it was a very bad sound because you were calling me with a really bad internet connection. We're talking in a different way today and it's much better. But you gave like a really full view of a lot of stuff that went on in your life, the problems you're having with your husband. I think the title was like Stephanie wants more sex or needs more sex from her husband. We talked about everything on that call. I know you wanted to call back in and maybe we focus more like on the issues you're having or the sex that you want with your husband or the stuff that you've done. I don't know what we're going to focus on today, but I think we're going to be more focused on one thing, right?
Yes.
So what do you want to discuss this time around? I feel like we have a much better connection, so let's do it. Like, this is going to be, you know, your part two, but I think maybe like your real part one because your first one had such bad sound.
Right. Okay. Well, as far as my relationship with Nick, I think you're going to be very shocked at which direction it went.
What do you mean? First of all, wait a second. Let's just give a little backstory in case people couldn't listen to that first one. You know, and we didn't talk that long ago, right? We're talking like maybe a month ago. I spoke with you. Right. You had a lot of issues with your husband. Like, he never wanted to have sex. I really put it out there to my listeners, like, during the week that your thing aired. Like, why wouldn't a guy want to have sex with his wife? Like, could it be that he's cheating on her? Because he was a former cheater, right? Or does he have, like, issues like with his hormones because he's a lot older than you and you're a lot younger than him, right? You were like, you're into BDSM. You bought him like a BDSM box of shit to try on and he just like wasn't even interested. It was like sitting underneath your bed, right? And you were like into all this kinky shit and he was not interested. My takeaway was like, oh my God, he's probably definitely cheating because he was a cheater before, right? Like, you're not his first relationship. So you have, though, a big turn of events. It's only been a month since we talked, so give it to me. What happened?
Okay, so we've probably, since we've talked, I want to say we've had sex maybe 3 or 4 times in this entire time.
Is that a lot or not a lot? I don't know.
That's not. Right. Not okay. A lot at all.
Yeah. Because you weren't having sex before, right? So that was status quo. Okay.
And every single time, it's been the exact same position. which is boring to say the least.
What kind of position? Doggy style?
Missionary.
Yeah. Missionary. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. That's the most common. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And so it's boring. And we did this one time where we tried spreading the toys out on the bed. He fell asleep next to him. The second time we tried spreading the toys out on the bed, he started asking questions, but then he still fell asleep next to him.
Like asking questions like, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? Let's talk about the toys that were spread out. Why don't you get a little specific? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. One of the toys that he asked questions about was these nipple vacuum type things. They you twist them onto the nipples.
Uh-huh.
And he, I don't know, he just didn't know what they were. And I didn't know what they were. And I had to look them up to find out what they were, because they came in the kit, but I didn't, neither of us had ever used those.
Right. But you want this stuff to be used on you, right? You want to be the sub?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Well, one of the nights, we were talking about toys. He honestly showed no interest, and then later said that he thought that I bought them to shove toys up his rear end. And I'm like, no, that's not what I bought them for.
Yeah, well, I can see that confusion. He was wondering if maybe you were the dom and he had to be your bitch, or like, you know, he didn't know if, because I mean, did he know that you were into
yeah, he knew. Because we'd done things like that before, but a lot of that side of our relationship had stopped completely a while ago.
Right.
And so trying to bring that back just doesn't seem to be working at all.
Uh-huh.
So, and then there's other things that were going on in our relationship that just weren't working for me. So about a week ago yesterday, so on Sunday last week, I told him I'm done. I'm completely done. I still live in his house, obviously, because I really don't have anywhere else to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him I'm done.
Oh, you want a divorce?
Anyway, we were never legally married.
Right, you're just together, so you want to break up with him, or you just want things to be over.
Right. And we have had sex one time since I told him I'm done with him.
Okay.
But anyway, on the same day that I told him I'm done with him, I went online to a very large website for adults and created an account. And as of this morning, I had 109 friends and 105 subscribers or followers.
What website did you go on to? Can you tell us?
Xvideos.com.
Xvideos.com?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What is it? Is that is it a webcamming place? Is it like an OnlyFans? Is it a place where you hook up with other people?
Well, it's a little bit of all of that. It's a Pornhub, but it's also a connection between adults. They have a full chat forum, and they do have a live cam area as well. So okay. It's all of it.
Okay, so what did you put yourself up there for? To meet other people?
Not exactly. No, I wasn't looking for anything specific. I just posted a few videos and a few pictures, and you know.
Does he know?
Well, about the site, he has an account on the site as well. But
what's his account?
I don't know.
How do you know he has an account on the site? You mean to look at porn? I mean, is that what it is? Is it a porn site, xvideos.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has an account just for watching the videos, and I don't know the name of his account.
Right. Okay. You made an account, though, with yourself, and you posted videos of yourself for anyone to see? Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool, too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, I've talked a little bit in my description, and every single time I log in, my inbox is full.
Yeah. Well, what do you have? What kind of videos are you putting up?
Toys.
So you playing with toys? Please don't tell me that you put your face in there, do you?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
So there's no face shots, right?
Not real face shots. No, they're the only face shot I have up is actually computer edited, like really seriously computer edited.
Okay, so no one could listen. Some people are like they don't care to put themselves out there, but I just think it's always smart to keep your fucking face out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially you're just. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's one thing if it's like your career, you know, choice. But it's not right. For you, right? This is like a side thing. Right. Maybe to spice your life up. You're super young. I would make sure to keep your face out of it so nobody knows who you are. Don't you think? I'm hoping you agree.
Right. And so as far as that goes, they have, if you can verify on their site, then you can become a model or even get a professional channel.
Okay.
And so then the videos that you put up, you can get paid for them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So now are you going to be a professional model yourself? Is that what you're trying to do? To make money?
Yeah, I was looking. Well, I have other sources of income, but yeah, I was looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he complains. And also because it will help me to be able to get just enough away from all the drama here.
Well, what's the drama? Like, what do you guys fight about? Are you always fighting with him because you just want more sex and he doesn't want it to? Do you still have any reason why he's like falling asleep next to all these toys and has no interest in having sex?
He's not giving solid reasons. I did find an article that talks a little about what he might be going through, but he won't talk about it.
What do you think he's going through? What do you think? What was in that video that, or that article that made you think it related to him?
What the article said is that they're choosing to watch porn and jerk off to porn because they don't want to feel embarrassed that they can't keep it up until the woman gets off.
And was he having that issue? Does he have that issue when you have sex that he gets off? He just gets off too quickly?
Well, yeah, he does sometimes to have that issue.
Okay.
I have noticed that. And Okay. Then I'm stuck like, well, what am I going to do for the next however long?
Right. He just gets himself off and then it's done.
Well, he used to not be that way. He used to be, I prefer to please you and then get myself off later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that way anymore, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
it's I'm gonna it's like he's gonna get himself off, and then he has no stamina left.
So yeah, it could totally be that, you know, he's tired, but let's not focus so much on why he's not. I still think he could be cheating, but some guys, mm-hmm. he could be just lazy and just doing too much porn. You know, I think that's a common problem nowadays. You know, there's just so much porn out there. He could just keep jerking off and getting off that way that he doesn't even need mm-hmm. the real thing. Right. I don't know. Lazy. I don't know what you call that. But like you said, there's an article written about it. It's a real problem. But yeah. Let's get back to what you're doing to solve your problem. Like your husband, your guy, I keep calling your husband, but your guy will not fool around with you. Now you're on X videos. Now, when you say you post videos of you with toys, is it like you jerking yourself off with the toys? Like if people went and looked at your videos, are they seeing full on stuff?
Well, down in that area, yes. But I don't actually get off to it at all. To be honest, but the fans love it,
right? You're doing it for them. It doesn't turn you on to think that, oh, these people are watching you and all that stuff.
It doesn't do anything. But again, I've always been the type of person that would have rather been actually having sex with an actual person.
Right.
So it really doesn't do anything for me physically, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which I thought it might, because, you know, I had gone years, I want to say, where I had never touched toys, never owned toys. And then all of a sudden, I decide to buy them to spice up our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it didn't help.
Not with him, so, but you would be into the toys probably if you were with a partner that was on board. I'm sure you'd like it.
Right. And that's kind of the idea. I was hoping he would be.
But right. But you not. Solo with the toys isn't so fun, is what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
And on other notes, though, you mentioned him being lazy.
Yeah.
Well, he's lazy in other areas too.
Right.
Like he'll have me get up in the middle of the night because he wants ramen noodles or something else that he could get himself. But he's just like, no, I want you to do it. You do it better. I'm like, I don't do it better. I do it the exact same.
Yeah, that's funny. But listen, you know, you're his bitch. That happens, you know, someone becomes the bitch in the relationship. And a lot of times you probably, you know, always did everything for him and he's just got used to that, right? You'd have to retrain mm-hmm. him. It's like training a dog or a child, you know, like, well, I'm my son's bitch. I do everything for him, you know? So you got to start saying, like, get it your fucking self if you want. But, right. You know, if you upset that apple cart, right? Like, sometimes, like, that might be, he might not really like it. You know, it's a, but I'm not saying that you shouldn't or should, but, you know, somehow that probably got set up a long time ago.
Right. And, like, I saw it get worse when his, like, it got really worse when his mom passed away.
Right, because he's probably, right, I remember that, because he's probably depressed on top of it. So he's not just like, listen, when you're depressed, it really zaps your energy, right? Like you could say that person's lazy, but that would be the totally wrong word. Like, you know, being depressed will make you feel mm-hmm. like lifeless and not have the energy for a lot of things, you know? So if he's lazy to begin with, kind of, right? And then you throw on top of it, like depression from losing his mother, you know, you got a guy that, you know, needs someone to make him ramen noodles in the middle of the night. And probably a lot of guys listening to this are like, why would you complain? Like, just get him his fucking ramen noodles. You know what I mean? It's like the poor guy. Well, maybe, you know, it's okay to do that for him. Maybe he needs a break right now.
Right. But when you think about it, let's say I am getting ready to crawl into bed after a 13 or 15 hour day.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm, like, completely ready to sit down on the bed, to lay down, it's like I barely get one leg onto the bed. oh, would you go do this for me? And then 5 minutes later, would you go do this for me? And
do you ever say
an
no?
Hour later, I do say no. And then he's just like, well, I'm not going to take you driving. I'm not going to take you all the way down to take your road test. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, because I have somebody else who is willing to do those things. And
right.
You know, so it's not like that. But then, you know, or sometimes it's like, I'm not going to take you with me to the store if I have to go to the store on the weekend. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
You don't
My
have
Saturday
your own car?
Is business day. Well, we have two cars, but Claire's got the one car right now because her car's in the shop.
Who's Claire?
His ex-girlfriend's daughter.
Oh, okay. Who lives with you guys?
No.
Oh, okay.
She lives in another city.
Oh, okay. But he gave her his second car. His daughter. It's his daughter.
Well, sort of. But, yeah, he's letting her use it while he's while her car's in the shop. And then, so now we're down to one car here. And on top of that, I'm only on a driving permit, not a driver's license.
How old are you?
I am 28.
Okay, why are you just getting your fucking permit now? That's crazy.
Well, I had lost my license a while ago, and then...
Okay, wait. Why'd you lose your license? Drunk driving?
Nope.
Tickets you didn't pay?
Nope. I got into an accident with a government vehicle.
What, were you like a mailman and you crashed the car? Like, what do you mean?
No.
I don't know. I'm a little curious now. No. I didn't want to go down to so far away from the story, but can you just tell me what kind of government vehicle did you crash? Or no, maybe you can. It would be too specific. So you get in a car accident with a government vehicle. So you're obviously at work, right? And you crash?
No.
No?
No, I was in my personal vehicle. The other vehicle was the government vehicle.
Oh, so
I
did you like crash into like a police car or a mailman or something like that? Is that what you're talking about? Oh my God, tell the story. Be specific, please.
Okay, this was a narrow street with... like,
no, who did you bump into? I don't need to know the details of the crash. I want to know who the fuck you, what kind of government vehicle you crashed into, and then they make you take, and then they take your license away. I never heard of that.
Okay, this was a mirror to mirror accident with a city vehicle. I want to say it was one of the city owned utility trucks.
Okay. And so your mirror hit their mirror because you're going down a like a narrow road and you get your license taken away?
Yeah.
That's like bizarro to me. I mean, and I know people that get caught drunk driving and they don't get their license. Like they, well, no, maybe they do for like 6 months. But I mean, then they get it back. Okay. I don't think that they have to get a permit and everything all over again. I don't understand this story.
So they had suspended it for what was supposed to be 3 months, but I didn't have the money for the reinstatement fee. So I went 6 years without getting it reinstated.
This is why you have to laugh. Okay. This is why you have to ask a lot of questions, because if I just let that story land where it was before, it would sound like, wow, you crash into a government vehicle and they take your license away forever. But what the story really is they take it away for a couple months, you pay a couple bucks, you get it reinstated, and then you call it a day. But you're a little lazy like your husband, and you didn't never got, you let 6 years go by. I mean, come on. Your fault.
Anyway, so 6 years go by. Okay. I finally come up with the money to get it reinstated.
Yeah.
And then instead of doing the reinstatement fee and the...
I don't hear you.
I'm going to waive the...
Wait, I didn't hear you for there. Instead of doing the reinstatement fee, what?
Okay, instead of doing the reinstatement fee and just giving me my license back, they said, no, we're going to waive the reinstatement fee. You pay this little tiny fraction of the fee. Go take your written test, then go take your road test, then come back. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You deserve it, because this is what, this is like the consequences of letting something go by for so long that you should have been on top of. And then, you know, that's like a learning lesson for you. And we've all learned those lessons in life at some point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not putting you down. I'm sure I learned a lot of those fucking lessons when I was in my 20s, too. You let your stuff, you know, and I don't even care about this story anymore. Let's get back to the real story. And listen, I talk to you like this because you have a good sense of humor and you're cool and I could just be really like myself. So let's move it back. Okay. So this is the thing. And I don't want to focus so much about like the, not the petty stuff, but this, like the little itty bitty fighting that's going on with your guy and all this stuff. Like he doesn't, uh-huh. You don't want to make him ramen noodles. He takes the car from you, like blah, blah, blah. All that stuff, you know, is just like regular life shit. Nobody wants, everyone has enough of that stuff in their life. Nobody is tuning in to hear other people's. It just makes everyone stressed out, right? I want to, it's like the bigger picture here is you're a really horny girl, right? Your guy mm-hmm. is lazy when it comes to sex. And you're looking for it elsewhere, right? You're on X videos. You're posting videos of you with toys. You're mm-hmm. looking to make some money so you could be like, fuck off and get out of his house, right?
Yeah.
And now, are you talking to any people? Do you think that you would eventually cheat on him? Are you staying faithful? What's your deal?
Well, I'm not meeting with anyone, just mainly for COVID reasons,
mm-hmm.
And because I'm high risk for COVID.
Yeah.
So I'm not physically meeting with anyone.
But if there wasn't COVID, you would?
I've had several different offers of other people that have said, oh, you can come and stay with me. And like, you gotta think, I'm near Detroit. And I've had offers all the way in Nigeria, India, Croatia, San Diego, San Francisco, Richmond, and Philadelphia.
Right. So all guys that want you to come and, you know, bang you and they'll give you a free place to stay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Because there's no way that I can travel anywhere right now.
But let me ask you, though, Stephanie, if there was no COVID and all these offers were coming in, what do you think you'd do?
I think I would try and evaluate who had
the nicest house,
the best circumstances and the best offer based on their circumstances. And then
shack up with them.
I think I would start off by getting my own place mm-hmm. and then, you know, still kind of evaluate these people for about at least 6 months to a year before I made any final decisions.
Right. So would you be looking then, instead of finding a new guy to date, would it be like you were down to maybe look for a sugar daddy situation instead? Is that what you think that you're looking more towards now that you're on this site and you're seeing that these kind of offers come in?
I hadn't actually thought about that either. And when people ask me what I'm doing on the site, I'm like, well, two answers come to mind. Two answers are, I'm not looking for anything specific, and I wouldn't be on the site if Nick was doing his job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your guy is just not getting you up. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, right? Because this is what I hear. I hear a girl that says, oh, her guy won't get her off. But I also hear that a girl is on the site and nothing she's doing on the site is turning her on. So you're on that site looking for money. Like, is the point when you say, listen, I wouldn't be on there if he wasn't doing me, is it because you're on there to get money enough to leave him? Because if you're not on there living out your sexual fantasies, because you said that, like, you're not even getting horny there, or are you? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Some of the fantasies that get talked about are intriguing and
Intense. So you like these email exchanges and these online connections that you have, and that is turning you on. Now we're getting to it, right? So it's not doing the videos and all that stuff, but it's the people liking your videos, it's the fans following you, it's the interactions that you're having with these guys, right?
Right.
Okay.
So basically, just some of the fantasies that get talked about are great. They're really enticing. They're really something. But just, you know, doing anything for being alone, not as great. Which is why, obviously, I had mentioned earlier that it doesn't do anything for me as far as that stuff is concerned. But, you know, being able to talk about fantasies that may or may never happen, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just talking about that stuff is really where it hits that spot.
For you, right. So you like the storytelling that's going back and forth, right? That's turning you on.
Right.
I think everybody, listen, everyone gets turned on in different ways. You know, some people, if they had a little exhibitionist inside of them, they would get turned on by posting videos of themselves, right? And knowing that people, I think some people who are really turned on by what they hear would be more turned on like the way you are, you know, getting into these stories or maybe, you know, so everyone has a different thing that, you know, makes them horny, right? And so for you, it's these connections. Now, let me ask you this. Do you consider what you're doing cheating?
No, because I told him that I'm done with him.
Oh, okay. So you told him that and you're just living with him now. And what did he say? I mean, did he beg you to stay, or does he not have to because you're still actually living with him and getting him ramen noodles?
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Every single day when he leaves for work, he still tries to pull his usual crap of, oh, I love you. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Right.
But he still says it.
But why don't you think he loves you? He could love you and not be banging you and cheating on you or just watching porn, or any of those scenarios could still involve love for you.
Because he doesn't show love, like,
the way you would think it would be. Right. And what is, like, I think they call it like love language. I said this on a Patreon Q&A recently. I'm like, I think my love language is like, I really get into like gifts. Like if someone, like the, depending on what someone buys me as a gift, like I could really look into that and be like, wow, you don't really love me because you only spent this much on it. You know what I mean? It's like some sort of weirdo thing, but I'm like, that might be like my love language, quote unquote. Like I feel loved when someone like buys me shit, like, you know, and it sounds crazy, but everyone has different ways, right, of receiving it and what, and things that they like that makes them feel loved. Right. So maybe for you, like, you know, so what I'm trying to say is that it might not mean that he doesn't love you, but he might not be showing it in the way that it would register correctly for you. What do you think it is for you that would be your love language? Like, what is it that you want from him that would prove to you that he loves you that he's not doing?
Well, I'm more of the touchy, feeling kind of person.
Right. Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'm sure you probably noticed that in our previous conversations, but I'm not getting any of that. But yeah, I'm more of the touchy-feely kind of person.
Right. Like, so you need physical contact. You need physical contact, and he gives you none, right? And he's not creating any kind of intimacy isn't there. There's no cuddling. There's no hand holding. There's no, like, he's just throwing some words out there, like, you know, I love you. And listen, I'm just saying this because I just think, you know, you've been together for 6 years, and I think a lot of times that love could still be there. And he's just taking you for granted, and he knows that you're around, so he doesn't do those things because it's, you know, and I know I have a sister, and her husband's always complaining that she never, like, touchy-feely with him, and no matter how much she complains, I don't think she's ever really changes it. And I'm gonna tell you, it's because she knows he's never gonna fucking leave her. Do you know what I mean? Like, so but it doesn't mean that she doesn't love him, right? So I mean, right. I do believe your guy could still love you, and I get that you don't think so. I mean, you guys need some serious help, maybe like a mediator talking to you if you want to save this relationship. If not, I mean, you know, make some extra, some more cash and get the fuck out and get yourself a car and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
But you're broken up with him and you're doing this stuff online. So it's not cheating, right? Is there anybody, mm-hmm. like, what are the kind of fantasies that you're getting into with these guys?
Well, most of them involve the BDSM lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
but some of them involve the gangbang that we talked about in our previous episode that never happened.
Right. So why don't we talk about that? Like, what's your exact fantasy? Like, what is, how does that fantasy look like? And what, who are you talking to about it?
Okay. It looks like me being the guest of honor or the center.
Yeah.
And typically men with larger packages,
mm-hmm.
Being more dominant to me.
Mm-hmm. And do you, like, you have a specific, like, I had on Christine, you know, and she had like five guys at her gangbang. Like, does your gangbang have 10 guys? Like, what's your ultimate fantasy if you make that up in your head?
I actually hadn't decided on the number of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because I really didn't put that much thought into it in the beginning. And I figured that at some point there would be like, at some point people would be deciding to come and go, or maybe people would just get bored if there were too many people, or.
Right. Because they have to wait for their turn.
Right.
Okay.
Or it might not be as exciting if there's not enough, mm-hmm. but I hadn't really thought about an exact number.
But you put that out there to these fans of yours on X videos and you talk about this stuff with them?
That's part of the fantasy part that I mentioned earlier. And then there are other fantasies as well. And, you know, like the employee that's near getting fired to do anything to keep her job.
Oh, okay. Stuff and then like you like that. Fuck your boss or who's ever firing you just to keep your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should. I mean, too bad your guy's not into like living out all these scenarios with you for fun. You know what I mean? Just like role playing kind of stuff. Right. Like, because you're down for that.
Right.
He's not.
But no, he said that way back when he was in his 20s, he lived out all this stuff already. And now it doesn't interest him anymore.
Oh, been there, done that kind of thing.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, you lived it out, but I never lived it out.
Yeah, this is like a lesson. Listen, I'm just going to tell you that you're going to look at the comments below on YouTube, and a lot of men are going to be fucking horrified that you're doing this online and that your poor guy, you're like leaving him. And you, like, because that's just how men get, right? It's how women would get when, you know, men are cheating. You know, they're going to be attacking you. But this is like a warning to whether you're a man or woman. You know, if you're in a relationship, a long-term relationship, and the other, your partner is complaining that they need something over and over again, because it's not like you've been silent about what you want, right? I mean, you've done everything you can to get him interested and to satisfy your needs that you have that are totally legit and a part and should be a part of a relationship. You know, you're mm-hmm. and you want more intimacy. You want some intimacy. I mean, you barely have any, right? And you right. ask and you ask and you bring it up and you tell him all the stuff, and he doesn't do it. Like, what is somebody supposed to do in that situation? This is what people wind up doing until they get up the money to leave or whatever, you know. Like, I mean, you dumped him and you're on this thing now, but this is like what's like eventually a woman will leave you. And I see more like with a lot of times a guy will like stay and just cheat or whatever, like, but like women will stay around for a long time and complain for a long time. So by the time she tells you she's fucking done, like there's no getting her back, because it's like she's been complaining for so long. You know what I mean? Like they're, it's like, mm-hmm. it's really over. So this is just a warning to all guys. So instead of attacking Stephanie, you know, thank her for letting you know. This is like the shit that goes down. Like, she in two months, Stephanie and COVID, everyone's vaccinated. You know, Stephanie could be gangbanging 10 people instead of her guy. You know what I mean?
Wow. That would be like a totally interesting next episode to find out if we.
But let me ask you this, these fantasies of yours, because, like, you know, I have fantasies in my head that I like in fantasy land, but I would maybe never do them in real life. Now, these fantasies that you have, not the one with the boss, because, I mean, you know, how do you mock that up? But the one like with the gangbang and stuff, do you feel like in the regular world when COVID's over a couple of years from now, like, is that stuff that you'd want to do in real life, or do you feel like you just want to keep it a fantasy?
I had not actually decided 100% on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of,
up
you
in
know,
the air.
Right. Like, I have it wrote down in what's called a fantasy diary.
Uh-huh.
But that does not necessarily mean that I'm 100% committed to going through with it right now.
So wait, if you have a fantasy diary, kind of like that girl that I had on that had a bucket list, like you have a fantasy diary where you write out all your fantasies. Do you post that on your X videos place?
No.
Oh, okay. That's your own private diary.
I have it someplace in the house, you know, and it's not locked. And if he were to find it, you know, he could read it, but... Even if he read it, I don't think he would. I don't think he would actually do anything with it.
You don't think it would turn him on?
No.
Yeah, that's too bad. So you're at the point though where you're leaving him for sure, right? I mean, you've left him, but you're still living together because of financial reasons, right? And COVID and all that stuff, which anybody, everyone understands, right?
Right. Right.
COVID
has killed business, like, significantly. I have no customers.
What business? Oh, your other business, whatever you do regularly.
Yeah.
Okay.
My regular business. Well, I can't have customers, obviously. And so it's a real downturn.
No, but you're in your regular business, you were meeting. This has nothing to do with sex, right? When you're saying your customers, uh-huh. It's not like you're talking about these guys
right.
on X videos, right? In your regular life,
right.
It's really fucked up your business that you established for yourself. So you're looking for extra money, right? Have you started to make any money on X videos?
No, not yet. Well, I've only been on there a week.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot.
But in all honesty, though, I make jewelry.
Uh-huh.
So reality here, you know, where I live, we're not allowed to run regular business as we normally would.
Uh-huh.
Just because of all the restrictions. And that's perfectly fine as far as safety concerns are. But at the same time, you know, safety is one thing, money is another, because I lost the unemployment back in October.
Yeah, well, I think they just posted something where they're going to extend them and stuff.
Yeah, they're talking about it. They're supposed to vote on it today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But wait, do you want to give out like any kind of information for people to find you on Xvideos so you get more fans? I don't know. Or do you want to keep it private? It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I've got like a really lot of them, but I can put something on the Patreon where I've been commenting.
Well, I might though. No, but I might air this on my regular channel for everybody. Would you want to or not? It's up to you. So that a lot of people will sign on. You know, you'll get some of listeners going on to X videos and, you know, making you their friend and whatever. Or do you not want to put a shout out?
Not really, just because I have a few friends on there that are really they would not be so happy if they knew that this was my episode.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay, yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I think it's smart not to, because I don't know how much you out yourself on that video and how much of, you know, you don't want anyone to put any two and two together at all. You know, I just didn't know. Some people are coming on because they want to give a shout out, so I just wanted to give you that opportunity. But I personally, I'm a very private person when it comes to stuff like that. I personally would, if you were like my friend, I'd be like, you make sure you keep everything separate so no one knows who the fuck you are. I would think that your privacy should be right. Your first and foremost thing. Though I know that some people feel differently about that, you know, but mm-hmm. I think it's smart of you not to put that out because you have enough anyway and you could get a good following on there.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. Like in a week I got more than 100 followers or subscribers. Mm-hmm. And then I also got more than 100 actual friends on there.
Right. And then you just have to turn people into subscribers and then you could start making money eventually. So you're definitely mm-hmm. done with your guy.
The way it looks right now, I'm done. If he can prove to me at some point that he's, you know, the guy that I met 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Then maybe, yeah, I might give it a shot. But he really has to do a lot to prove it.
He might. Listen, when he really knows that you're like, yeah, I dumped you, but you're still living there, right? He knows you don't have a car. Like, where are you going to go? It's COVID. You know, has he really lost you yet? No. You know, that might be what it takes. You've tried everything else, you know, when you really walk away, like your bags are packed and you're out of that house, like, you know, like right now, like you said, oh, it's like business as usual. He still says everything to me and he's just acting like everything's fine, even though you dumped him because you're still in the house.
Right. But the minute that I put a security deposit on an apartment.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think there's any going back from that.
Right. But that's when he's going to be like, oh, like if he does still love you and he still wants to stay with you. And it's like, that's when he'll be like, oh, holy shit, I might lose this girl. Maybe I should do something about it. I just think this might not be enough because you're still living with him. You know, it hasn't really hit. It has to sink in.
Right.
You know, I'm curious of when you do put a down payment on someplace else and you do actually leave, if and when that happens. Look, you're the girl that took 6 years to get a license again. So, you know, will you be out of there in 6 months or 6 years? I don't know. I can't wait for you to keep me posted. I love stories like this that go on and I hear, you know, because this is real life stuff, right? This is like, will you move out? Will you not? Will you hook up with another guy? Will you not? Will he step up to plate? Like, I don't know, but I can't wait to find out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look, a month went by and you already broke up with him and you have a whole new like side business going down.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see because he might step up then. I just think he's not stepping up now because he still doesn't have to. I don't think it's really, you know, he still just thinks you're there. You've been there for 6 years. But, you know, this, though, sometimes people do change by stuff like this. So I'm just saying there is a chance that, you mm-hmm. know, he might really make a play for you and really clean up his act. Hopefully. I don't know. Do you have kids with him? I forget.
Yes, we do. And right now the kids are not here living with us. I haven't seen them since the virus. But he's talked to the kids, and he says that they're doing good. But again, he's not high risk, and I am high risk, so I'm not gonna, you know, do anything to risk that.
So the kids were taken away because you're high risk. So that's why you haven't. Okay.
No, the kids were living someplace else long before. Well, before the virus started.
How come?
Well, they were staying with family. Because my grandparents wanted some kids around.
But why as a mom? I just have to ask, you know, why as, I mean, you're the mom, right? Like, why did you send your kids out? Like, was it a financial thing? Did you feel like they'd have a better life someplace else? Like, what, why would you not have them live with you? How many kids?
Well, we have three together. He's got a total of 8 and I've got a total of 4. My oldest one is in heaven.
Okay.
And, well, part of it all started when my older daughter, she went into the hospital for something really minor. And my grandmother was like, oh, I'll take the kids. You know, she just volunteered to take them while I was dealing with everything in the hospital.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, other things tumbled down my road where I wasn't able to just go and get them, you know, when, 'cause things didn't really go back to normal right away.
Right, because this is the daughter that wound up in the hospital. That's the daughter who passed, right? So eventually she died?
No.
No? Oh, this was someone else.
No.
Okay.
No, actually, it was one of the boys that died.
Oh, okay. A different child. But then you had another child that wound up in the hospital.
Yeah. So out of all my kids, 3 of my kids were born with medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And my fourth one was the one that was born healthy.
Right.
Shocker. But the 3 that were born with medical issues were also born premature.
Right.
So I couldn't handle the premature medical issues on top of everything else that has pretty much been shot my direction.
Understood.
Since,
right.
Since then.
Right. So your grandmother was helping you out. You needed help.
Yeah. And well, she already had another child in her house at the same time that was older that could also help.
Yeah, that's great. So you got help when you really needed it. And so she just continued to help and keep them there because they were used to it.
Well, part of it, she continued to keep them there, and part of it is a much longer story.
Yeah, well, let's not go too deep into it because I feel bad. And, you know, it's like that's your personal information that maybe you don't want to get into, or maybe it's no one's business. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's understandable with enough that you said it's understandable, you know, and so, and right now it's understandable because, like you said numerous times is that you're very high risk. So with the COVID world, you have to be very careful and safe, and you're getting your shit together and you're looking, I'm just wrapping it up now because we're at 5 an hour. You're looking to, like, your plans for the future now look to you that you're leaving this guy, right? Your way of making money on the side now is going to be this X videos thing, right? You're living out your, kind of getting your rocks off with these guys online, and you're seem like you're interested, like you're into what you're doing now, right? Is that correct?
Well, that's part of what I'm doing for side money.
Yeah.
I have a few other things I'm doing that don't involve this.
Right.
But I figure the fans probably don't want to hear all the other things that I'm doing.
No, I want to keep it to this, but I do think that I just want to make sure that with all the stuff that you have on your plate and everything, that you wind up being safe with these people that you talk to online, you know, and smart. I mean, you sound like you are. Like, when I was like, oh, would you like hook up with any of these guys if they are? Because they're all offering you shit, like you said, from Nigeria to all over the place, right? You know, and I was happy when you said, listen, I would make sure, like, 6 months to a year, I'd really vet them out and make sure that somebody was, like, legit and the real deal or whatever. But, I mean, just be very careful. you know, who, how far you take it with these guys. It's one thing to just exchange some emails and stuff. But when you start thinking about like meeting up with these people, like make sure to be very safe and really get to know them. And, you know, before you start packing your bags to go anywhere with any of these guys, because you don't really know who they are, you know?
Right. Well, as far as that's concerned, I met him online too. But
was it a regular dating site?
No.
Oh.
No, it was not a dating site. It was not a porn site. It wasn't anything like that. But we also lived a bit closer together.
Yeah.
So it was only like a 2-hour drive tops to find out who this person is.
Right.
So it was quite different. Because, like I said, these other people, they're across the country and in other countries.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, eventually, I think you're still living with your guy and it's a weird world, so you can't think of dating. But, you know, when you eventually do really leave him for good, you have to figure out what you're really looking for. Like, are you going to find a boyfriend on X videos? I don't know. Or is that what you're looking for? Or you're just looking there for guys to fund your move? I don't know. Are you looking to, you know, so you, once you figure that stuff out, then you could know, you know, and then you see where you're going to take it, because, you know, but you just want to be careful before then,
right?
Because you just hear stories, you know.
Oh yeah, I've heard plenty of those stories myself.
Yeah.
Actually, not too far from where I was living when I met Nick, one of the ladies met on the exact same site that I was on, somebody, and she wound up dead, and they didn't find her for a year later.
Exactly. It's scary. Right. So I don't have to tell you. I mean, I watch enough Dateline. You had it happen down the street from you. I mean, like, you know, these things like really happen. And so you want to make sure that, you know, maybe with this site and the people that you're on X videos, you just keep it like fantasies and emails and stuff, you know, and keep that on that online life online. And then in your regular life, when you're really free of your guy, maybe you could start dating and meeting somebody else, you know, because, you know, it, if you're really going to be looking for somebody to fall in love with again, you know, there could be people not on X videos that might be more right for you, you know?
Right, right. And that's true. And but one of the things that I've noticed also on the site is that people feel more open and willing to talk about their sexual desires and problems than off the site when they're talking to regular everyday people, because the site is built around that.
Of course. It's like my show. Look, people call in and it's anonymous. And online, people are anonymous, I'm sure, on there. They're not putting out their real stuff. But then they could be really honest because they're not sitting in front of you. They didn't, you know, and they could really let their freak flag fly. So it is a great way to maybe meet people and find out exactly what they're into and know for a fact that you're getting involved with somebody that is like-minded with you when it comes to sex, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a good thing. And you have all this stuff and all these fantasies and that you want to live out. So, you know, it's not bad for you to be having this start on this website and having these back and forth email exchanges. I'm just saying, be careful when you meet up with them. Cause like I said, I watch a lot of Dateline and I know about those stories. So whenever I hear that, I'm like, just be careful, you know, but keep me posted.
Right.
Okay. This episode was so much better than the last that I might not put it on Patreon. I might put it on my regular site. We've had no sound problems at all. I'm curious where you're going to be in 3 months or 6 months or 1 month. I don't know. Like, you seem to change things up and, you know, so soon after our last call, who knows what's going to happen with you a couple months from now, but let me know when you really walk out of that house or if anything major changes. Cause I have a feeling, you know, maybe your guy won't let you just totally walk. You just don't know, you know, until you're really out of there. And let me know when you start making any money on your X videos, and keep me posted with everything, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck with your show too.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in again and giving this a shot. This was a way better episode. I'm so glad.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie. I'll let you know when I air, probably this Sunday.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Kathy.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.